Time now for Flora Lichtman. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
Our video pick of the week, and it's a beauty this week.
It's a big one.
It is a big one.
It's a seasonal specialty here at Science Friday. We are looking at giant pumpkins.
Now, we've looked at them before.
And we have looked at them before. But the story never ends, apparently, with giant pumpkins. So these are the massive Atlantic giant breed of pumpkin that grow to like 1,800 pounds.
Wow.
And the last time we talked about this, and you can see that video too, we talked to growers about how they get them so big, and they all have these really funny secret cultivation tricks, like putting blankets on them. And
they do treat them
very well.
Yes.
Like children is what they told me. And this week, brand new research under review, it came out from David Hu, who's a mechanical engineer at Georgia Tech. And
let me just remind everybody that this is Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow here with Flora Lichtman talking about a video pick of the week. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no.
You have to pay the bills.
I appreciate paying the bills.
Go ahead. So you've talked with?
So David, who is this mechanical engineer. So I look at a giant pumpkin and I think, how many pies could that make? Are they delicious? But he is, he's a physicist, he's a mathematician. He looks at a giant pumpkin and says, how does it not break under its own weight?
Right.
Because it's so massive.
Yeah, these are like sumo pumpkins, right?
That's actually a perfect description because they have that sort of very floppy shape.
Right.
And that's what he looked at. He modeled the shape of these giant pumpkins to understand the physical forces that sort of lead to this kind of, it's sort of like a pancake. It really flops over.
Right.
It's not like a sphere. And his finding was, I thought, really interesting. So his prediction is that the reason they get this droopy shape is because the parts that feel the most stress of gravity, those areas of the pumpkin, actually grow more quickly than the other parts of the pumpkin. So the reason why it's not a sphere is because it's growing at different rates in different places, and these internal forces are causing it to grow faster in some places. And the reason why it grows faster in these places of high stress is because it's actually physically pulling the cells apart so they can divide more quickly.
Wow. And you actually have some stop action, or what would be a video of a pumpkin growing this way. And it's quite interesting to look at.
Yeah, so part of what they did was model it, so you can see the sort of mathematical model of a pumpkin growing. And they had really neat time-lapse video of one of these Atlantic giants growing. And that's kind of amazing because you see it start from this little thing, and then over the course of, a couple months, it becomes sumo-sized.
It's amazing. And he's found this sort of a ratio in the size or the width of the how high it is or something like that?
Yeah. So, I mean, he's taken a mathematical approach. I asked him how he got interested in giant gourds, and he said that he's always been interested in plus-sized fruits, and, this is applying his body of knowledge to
it. Oh, we could go so many directions with that.
let's just go this one direction.
And so he grows these himself, or does he just – he hasn't got the talent for growing them, right?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea whether he's tried or not, but that's a good point. He got growers from across the nation to measure their pumpkins for him. And, there are people who do this all over and these weigh-ins all over, and not only do they – did they measure and send him the measurements over the course of the growing season, but they also hollowed them out. So one of the coolest things that I think he showed was what the inside of one of these giant pumpkins looks like if they're sort of cut crosswise.
Right. It's very interesting because he's got a tape measure in one direction.
Yeah.
He's really studying the science of how these things grow so big without breaking.
Right. That's the question. I mean, as they get bigger, gravity, the force of gravity sort of has more to tug on. Mm-hmm. And the question is, how do the other forces stand up?
The pumpkin has figured out how to do this by the way it divides in cells and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's so the weight causes it to grow in a certain way. And then it has to look that way to survive, basically.
And if you'd like to look that way or see how that way looks.
Thank that you don't look that way, more like.
go to our website at sciencefriday.com where we have a video of these giant pumpkins. You can see the cross section and how they're constructed, how the pumpkin knows how to grow that way and has figured it out, and a little video of watching it actually grow from the inside. It's quite fascinating.
Yeah, and if you have any fruits that you've grown, big or small, send them away.
We'll put them on our website. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
Flora Lichtman, our multimedia editor. And that's about all the time we have for today. Our program senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora, thank you. Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata, Catherine Wells, and Alicia Bayak. Neil Rausch is our technical director at the controls here in New York. Anna Rothschild is our intern. And if you missed any part of it, of Science Friday Today or old editions, go to our website at sciencefriday.com. You can see the video, and you can take the video with you. You can take it along with you as an iPhone app, download it, and you can also log on there and leave us some email if you'd like to talk about it. So you can leave comments at our website at the same time. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.